is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Mark, you look like you wanted to say something.
I just want to do the show.
Okay. You're very excited. So here we are. We are kicking off the third hour of tonight's program, and you can call in and share your thoughts with us about anything that's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. As one of our callers, Andy, noted earlier, you can bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-3733, or you can Skype in at lrn.fm. And we do have a call on the line. Let's go right to it and talk with Crichton, listening in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Crichton. You're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Doing well tonight. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to continue the conversation on Bitcoin and wireless networking.
Please.
That you've already started. What caught my eye right away is that, you know, the first church to take Bitcoin, according to the Google, is St. John's Church, John the Evangelist in Goshen, New York. I don't know. That just seemed interesting to me. But
what was interesting about that? I missed the implication if there was one.
They're the first Catholic church to accept Bitcoin donations is in Goshen, New York, St. John's Episcopal.
I think I'm missing something.
Do this have significance that we don't understand? Goshen, is that biblical? Is St. John special in some way?
No, I just thought I'd mention it. It was just seemed
okay,
interesting
okay.
In the conversation.
Okay.
I want to talk about the wireless use of Bitcoin. One of the tricks in ham radio, digital radios, is that just about every kind of Wi-Fi router that you can buy actually is capable of diving into the 13-millimeter ham radio band and can be programmed to do exactly that by ham radio operators using special code.
Didn't you mention you called into Free Talk Live a little earlier and said that you did a Bitcoin transaction over ham radio. Was that right?
Yes, that was yesterday. And I was actually calling back to explain in more detail.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear more.
Yeah, I think this is an impressive technique. Yeah,
it's actually not difficult at all. You just have to know the right techniques, and you have to have a license. And actually, there's the official channel numbers for these special channels are -1 and 0 because they're on that side of the normal channel selection. But the hard part is that because Bitcoin uses encryption, there is some question as to whether or not it violates FCC rules to use it, because you're not allowed as a ham radio operator to convey messages that are hidden from the world, especially if the person sending the message is not known.
All right, this falls under like a lethal munition, because cryptography for a long time in the United States was illegal. It was considered a lethal munition.
Wow.
And I think this may fall under a similar that some of that changed in the early aughts, but that may not have completely changed. Is that what you mean, Crichton?
No, this is actually slightly different. The reason it was considered a munition by the U.S. government is because for a while they had a really strange interpretation of a treaty.
Okay.
And the United States was the only one that had this kind of interpretation, so it eventually just fell away. But in the end, what I'm referring to are FCC treaties that refer to using radio communications, which is a international common, and we are bound by those international treaties. And one of those international treaties is that you can't use encryption unless you're the government itself. Ham radio operators aren't allowed to use encryption, period, because that kind of activity could be used for espionage.
Well, of course the government is exempted from that, because, of course, they would only be using it for the purest of reasons.
Of course. But it doesn't change the fact that as a ham radio operator under the international conventions, Bitcoin is kind of borderline, and a lot of people are not willing to even try that. And I know for a fact it works because I attempted it. But I used, even for my own self, I used the testnet. I didn't even use the main Bitcoin network because I didn't want to send actual messages because that's what transactions are. They're digital messages. So to even remove that possibility, I used the testnet example to just test the theory. And it works great, but again, unless there is some significant change in the law, you really can't get ham radio operators to do it.
Would you be willing to write a blog post about more technically, like how you did it, or do you not feel comfortable doing that?
I really don't have the time. You know,
don't have the time. Okay.
It would cut into my time calling your show.
No, college.
I'm just curious because, I mean, that actually is something I think I would love to try that. Like, it sounds really cool.
Yeah, I agree. This is very forward-thinking stuff.
I just don't know how to really go about it. Maybe Brian and I can take a weekend and try to figure it out. Right, Brian?
Yeah, that works
for
me.
You up for that?
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Cool. Anything else on your mind tonight, Crichton?
No, that's all I have.
All right. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate your telling us about that.
Yeah, I'm really glad he tested this. I heard his call earlier in the week,
yeah.
and like I said, I brought it up at Keenvention today because I was like, hey, this is happening. You know, people are really using this and they're doing it. And you know, this is technology that's as tried. You know, radio is as tried and true as any technology we have.
Totally.
You know, minus the the simple machines.
Yeah, I think that's very. Creative and forward-thinking, so
yeah.
Cool that that came up on tonight's show. All right, 855-450-3733 or Skype us at lrn.fm, but we have no calls on the line right now, so I think we finally get to talk about the lizard people. Are you ready?
So I've actually got kind of two related articles here, and it's fascinating.
Oh, my.
Oh boy.
I don't know if I can handle a double dose of lizard, but lay them on us one at a time.
They're both from the AtlanticWire.com, and they're written here by a fellow named Philip Bump.
Okay.
I'm going to assume
about this website, the Atlantic Wire. What kind of a website is this?
I don't know.
General description.
Oh, it's like the New York Post. I mean, it's a relatively, you know, it's not the New York Times, but it's fairly
not
reputable.
Like Infowars.com.
No, no, okay. Oh no, not at all. It's very mainstream. But I would check the dates on these and just make sure they don't say April 1st.
Well, it does say October 31st, 2013.
Yeah, some people wondered if Halloween was becoming the new prankster holiday. But
you
anyway, let's do it.
The article it references actually is from April the 2nd.
Whoa. See, I said check the dates. Hey.
Okay. I don't think they say anything too weird
okay.
Here. I'm just unsurprised. The first line, I'm going to have to reference this second article. So the first line, it says, as 12 million Americans know, the United States government is run by lizard people. Or, to be scientifically accurate, reptilians.
Wait a minute. I don't have 12 million relatives.
Which brings us to the other article.
When was the last time you went to a family reunion, Brian? It could be bigger than you thought.
It was in the Sahara. There's a lot of gillas there.
So they went
the
and
article?
Asked a bunch of questions. They did the PPP, the public policy polling, which is kind of known for some offbeat polling in the past. For instance, there's a really kind of one here that says, if God exists, do you approve of his handling of natural disasters? You know, like that kind of polling. But they asked the question here. They've got the full questions. I'm not going to tell you what the questions are because it's just we've shortened them for the purpose of people, you know, knowing. I'm not going to necessarily read all of them, but here it says JFK was killed by a conspiracy. 51% of Americans believe that.
That
was killed by a conspiracy?
Well,
you know, some form of conspiracy. I think that's a believable number.
You don't get to parse the term here, Stephanie, because these are shortened from
right.
The actual question.
Okay.
So you.
I think I get the gist of it, but
yeah. You'll have to get the gist. You can't, you know, beat up the terminology.
Well, if you have thoughts on lizard people running the government or anything else that's on your mind, call us 855-450-3733 or Skype in at lrn.fm. There's more coming up here on the Sunday Show.
waiting for settlement or annuity payments but need cash now? Stop waiting years for your money. Now you have a better choice. We're Novation, and we'll pay a large lump sum of cash in exchange for settlement or annuity payments. You get the upfront cash you need and let Novation do the waiting. Call our toll-free assistance line right now and get our free DVD that explains in easy-to-understand terms how you can turn future settlement or annuity payments into cash. At Novation, we've helped thousands of people improve their lives. How? By listening to each customer with respect and tailoring a cash solution that met their individual needs. Let Novation help you, too. Call now and get your free DVD rushed to you today. Our specialists are standing by awaiting your call. Call 800-394-5392. That's 800-394-5392. Again, call 800-394-5392. Simply call Novation toll-free at 800-394-5392 and get your money when you need it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Thanks for joining us this evening. You can call in at 855-450-3733 and bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also Skype in at lrn.fm. Make sure you send us a contact request first. I think that's the I think you have to be connected with us on Skype before you can make a call. But if you've ever called into the show before, then you only need to do that once. So if you're a new caller, got to worry about that. If you're an old caller, no need to worry. We were talking about lizard people, gentlemen, but we do have a call on the line, so we're going to get to this call first, and then we'll maybe go back to the lizard people, unless you have something you want to bring up and you make your call. Let's talk first with Paul, listening in Tennessee. Hi, Paul. You're on Free Talk Live.
Stephanie, I so apologize for getting my wires crossed. I use my middle name when I call into sports talk shows in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I forgot that I was actually calling in Free Talk Live.
I see.
But this is Matt. This is Matt.
Oh, adhesion contracts, Matt. Yeah.
Oh, you got me, girl. Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. Now we know your middle name, too, but welcome to the show. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just hope a five-man stag doesn't show up at my front door, you know, and just take me out.
I have no idea what that means.
I hope that doesn't happen. It doesn't sound like fun.
SWAT teams. I mean, they could
okay.
be coming.
Yeah.
But we hope not. This whole issue of money and the Bible and Christianity, which are three entirely separate things from each other. They absolutely are.
Money, the Bible, and Christianity.
Yeah, I would think Gary North would disagree, but that's okay. I understand what you're saying.
Who's Gary North?
He's a popular. Yeah, he's a popular economist.
He wrote a series called Economics in the Bible or something like that. I don't really read his stuff too much, but I know of him. Anyway, tell us how they're separate.
Well, they're separate because of what the Bible says. The Bible is just a story. And I do need to plug my favorite philosophy professor at the University of Tennessee at Martin. He's probably retired now. He may be dead. I know his wife, who he was very fond of, died. And he wrote a book. It was an apologetic book to the Baptist faith. But Dr. Lewis Malden had a favorite subject, and it was truth. And I think he was a little bit progressive. It's very interesting when you get into these university situations, and you've got all the backroom deals going on that even put them out as fronts. But certainly, at the end of the day, if you don't have a solid commodity backing a monetary unit, you don't have money.
Really? Who's backing gold?
The market. It's obvious that the IMF and the claimant to the Federal Reserve, which is the Bank of England, they don't recognize gold as anything, and actually the British, you know, went with silver, with the sterling. But it's very clear that governments continue to have their way with people when they get to enlist a private corporation to print the money. And that's kind of what's happened in the U.S., and I think it's kind of happening globally. But that's the juxtaposition that we have with the Bitcoin. Now, the Bitcoin, it was commodity-backed and futuristic. Very smart stuff. However, they're relying on communication that is totally intervened upon, especially by this U.S. federal government. What say y'all?
You mean are you talking about like the internet?
Yeah. And y'all did talk about that earlier, and I agree that it's going to be hard to shut it down, but we're assuming that there are patriots and freedom lovers out there that are self-sufficient, that can generate their own electricity, because, you know, at the end of the day, to have communication, you got to have commo in and power in and commo out. I learned that in the United States Army.
Yeah, well, you know, from From my perspective, I think there could be advantages and disadvantages to having something like Bitcoin that basically lives on the internet. You know, one advantage is if you want to leave the country, if you want to cross a border, you don't have to worry about taking a huge amount of gold, lugging it in your suitcase. You know, you can have it on...
That upsets the TSA agents, too, if they see too much gold or silver.
I'm sure it does. But, you know, perhaps a disadvantage, as you pointed out, is that, yeah, there are a lot of pressure points, potentially, to do with the fact that Bitcoin is a virtual currency, that where the government can intervene, such as putting pressure on exchanges or maybe even the trackable nature of Bitcoin, right? Like if a Bitcoin address is associated with your name, it's pseudo-anonymous. It's not completely anonymous unless you're really, really careful about it. And most people aren't. So, you know, it could potentially be a very traceable thing. I'm not saying that Bitcoin is the end-all be-all. I think it's a really useful tool, but personally, I'm not selling my gold just yet or getting rid of my Bitcoins.
But, you know, I still think that, like with Bitcoin, what it would take to take Bitcoin out, and I'm not a big Bitcoin believer myself, you know, and I've said so on this show. I mean, I like Bitcoin a lot, but anyway, I'm still worried because, you know, say what it takes to knock out Bitcoin, say the internet's gone, say radio's gone, we're not going to go back to what society would look like after that kind of cataclysm occurs. We're not going back to Florence, Italy, where everybody's doing double bookkeeping and you can keep track of the finances. Okay, so using coin and all these other things is not going to be a ready-made economy that the market's just going to answer stuff with. That's not there. We're going back to stone knives and bearskins at that point. Okay, and so I really, you know, I agree. I understand your point that you're making, Matt, but I don't know. I like the idea that, boy, if Bitcoin is gone, at least we have this to fall back on. I don't think we have that other thing to fall back on. Not at that level of ending that, you know, that we're talking about.
Well, and you drop a valid point. You haven't fleshed it out much, but it kind of comes down to food procreation.
Yep. You know, buy a lot of 22 long rounds if you think that the internet's going down.
We got big problems at that point. Matt,
buy a lot of 22 long rounds.
Yeah, and I said we got big problems at that point. Matt, thanks for calling in tonight.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about. I've never understood.
If the internet goes down.
Mindset.
Who's progressive? Anyway, Matt, thanks.
I'm progressive?
Thanks for calling in, Matt. Oh, he's trolling us.
People have been told me I'm right of Attila the Hun.
Oh, my. I was saying I think it's going to be, you know, if the internet goes down, if there's a major internet outage, it's going to be pretty bad at that point. We got big problems. Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. More coming up.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years, and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday show, and it's Stephanie here with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And we are so happy to be here. You know, I think earlier I said it was the third hour of the show. It's actually the second hour. Wait a minute.
It's the third hour.
It's the third. Yeah. Okay. I got confused for a minute.
Falling back or springing forward?
I don't know what I'm doing.
This ridiculous notion that the government thinks they can control time.
I know. I'm on the self-employment schedule, so I don't really give a crap what time it is, except when it's time for Free Talk Live. And in that case, I get confused on days like today when it's daylight savings. But anyway, it is Free Talk Live. We are live this Sunday evening, and you can call us at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind, or Skype us at lrn.fm.
You know, by that clock, we're in the fourth hour of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, so
somebody should
time.
Reset the studio clock, for God's sake. It's one of those, by the way, Denver. Calling Denver, this is one of those atomic clock things that the radio is supposed to touch. But
here
in New Hampshire, it rarely it connects.
Yeah, well, I mean, didn't they shut down the atomic clocks when the government lost their fund, or, you know, shut down?
Did they?
Yeah, I was pretty sure they said that they were going to turn
they
off.
They shut down
or that they shut off the what transmits the signal for the atomic clock.
I see.
So that could be the problem. This is what happens.
I can live without it.
You get 4 hours of Free Talk Live.
We just took an hour off the beginning.
That's right.
You have hours 2 through 4 of Free Talk Live.
I love that. We're going to add another 23 hours on the end that you can't hear me too.
You wish you did.
To get a home loan, you're going to have to get, you want to get some of the best rates. And those rates are being offered today. We are at near historic lows, and it looks like the rates are going to be going up in the relatively near future. That's one reason to get a home loan today. Another reason to get a home loan today is the fact is the government has put new restrictions on banks that are going to go into play in on January 1st, 2014. So that's going to be more paperwork, more cost, more time, more everything to do a bank loan, and it's going to be harder for you to get one. So don't make it that difficult on yourself. Do that refi now. If you can make that purchase before December 31st on the home of your dreams, do it now. And get it with MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Call Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts at 866-288-0088. They'll get you the right loan for you, work with you every step of the way to make sure that you've got the loan that's going to serve you best, not the loan that's going to serve whatever other broker the best. It's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right, now before we get back into the lizard people, we've got a call on the line that I'm really excited about. Dennis is listening in Monroe, Louisiana, and wants to talk about UFOs. Welcome, Dennis, to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, when the astronauts landed on the moon, I was about, 14 or 15 years old, and I had a telescope.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And even though I knew, you know, you can't see a spaceship on the moon, you know, everybody wants me to get the telescope out, so out we go. We're standing in the backyard at night, and I had never seen so many flying craft in the air at one time in my life.
How many did you see?
You know, usually you look up at night, you can see three or four. And, I mean, we're seeing like
Airplanes, or
airplanes. It, I'm assuming, except for one that we all looked at through the binoculars, that looked really strange. I don't know if it was a helicopter with a double dome on it, but it almost looked like flies, and it actually had a green light on it, which you know most planes have red. But we all looked at it. We all said, yeah, that looks like flies, and that's a green light. But
weird.
I was really more, you know, we still don't know what to make of that. You know, it's just something we saw that was strange. But and it happened to be on that night. I just wondered if any other people saw a lot of, you know, lights flying around in the air that night.
And this is the night that the people the United States landed on the moon?
Yeah, July 20th, you know, 69, that time frame.
Okay, well.
I was a gleam in my parents' eyes.
Yeah, no one here was alive during that, but certainly people can call in on it.
Thanks so much,
Dennis.
Yeah. So,
Thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate
that. Yeah, I've done a little bit of research on, you know, like certain, you know, perhaps extraordinary claims that occurred during the, you know, the Apollo missions, and I hadn't really heard of any. That was actually the first time I've ever heard anything to that sort, so that's interesting.
Yes, indeed. You know what else is interesting? Lizard people.
Back to the lizard people. All right.
That's
so here we go.
Are you making fun of me?
No, Brian, I'm not making fun of you. I just want to hear the story that Mark has.
From the Atlantic Wire, we see that 51% of, according to the a public policy polling poll here, 51% of people believe that JFK was killed in a conspiracy, that Bush intentionally misled on Iraq weapons of mass destruction, 44%. Now, I do not necessarily believe this. I think that the government believed somebody who was, you know, some people. It took some different evidence, some of which was gleaned through torture, and, you know, just said that that's good enough. We're going to go and find those WMDs. But I think it's interesting that just about the population of Democrats believe that Bush intentionally misled us.
You know, I want to make a quick comment on that. Whether or not they, you know, had the information or they made it up or whatever, there's a popular video that I'm sure you can catch on YouTube where it's Bush. It's real, where Bush is at a dinner party, and he's standing on the podium. This is George W. Bush, and he's like looking on, he's cracking a joke.
Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I don't see the WMDs under there. I don't see them under there. It's like, oh, yeah, thousands of people died, and this is all so damned funny.
Yeah, he's saying, oh, they got to be here somewhere.
Anyway, so I just want to bring that out. Whether it's true or not, 44%, good for you, those people out there. But That's just not the way to handle it.
But, and Obama made a joke about drones and his daughters, too. So I'd like to say that these people who occupy this office, whether it's Democrat or Republican, seem to have a very, very low value on human life.
Absolutely.
That's what I can see. And I kind of think in order to get to that office, you need to be that kind of individual. Or maybe that office creates you.
Or you could be reptilian.
37%. It's going to be a little while until we get down to reptilian. 37% of Americans believe that global warming is a hoax. And I don't necessarily...
That's pretty high. Who are they polling? Are they doing this poll on a conspiracy website?
No, though. This is 37% believe that global warming is a hoax. I don't think that that's crazy at all. That sounds about right to me.
Wow. Maybe I spent too much time working in academic science, but like... You couldn't find a single person who didn't completely buy into global warming. Well, like, if you didn't believe global warming was happening, then you were a crackpot nut.
Okay. And to me, for one, I hate the global warming title because it's called global climate change and that it would have different effects in different areas. And so I don't know what to call that exactly. Do I think that some of the predictions, many of the predictions are overblown? I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that we can solve the problem, whatever they might be, but I know that if you introduce carbon dioxide into models, that the temperature rises. I also know that plant life will rise to meet it to some extent.
And methane is more of a greenhouse gas than CO2, but not many people are talking about that.
That much is true, and all the measures have to do with, you should stop driving your car around and creating CO2 and stuff. Well, you know what you should stop doing? Eating cheeseburgers. I'm not going to stop eating cheeseburgers. All right, then let's shut up and figure out a way to cool down the planet.
You should hold in your farts for the sake of the earth. You must do it.
So
I'll depend on you.
29% of Americans believe aliens exist. Here's what I want to know about this is, what in the hell is 71% of America thinking? You don't think in this vast universe? Wait, give me a second here. There are hundreds of billions of galaxies. You live in one of them, in, you know, like three quarters of the way out of the fringe of one galaxy. And you're so vain or so ignorant that you think that somehow we're the only thing that lives in the universe?
Well, are we talking like gray aliens here, or are we just talking about life, like bacteria on other planets? This is Free Talk Live. You can call us at 855-450-3733. Do aliens exist?
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. I think this is the last segment of tonight's program. I'm so confused about what time it actually is, so I'm just going to say it's the last segment of the program. You can still get your calls in if you make them quick at 855-450-3733 or Skype in at lrn.fm, but I really want to hear the lizard thing, so maybe you could hold off on calling until tomorrow night. I kind of want to talk about that. And with you, it's Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
All right, Mark, let's go. Lizards.
4% of Americans, that's 12.5 mil, as far as it goes, believe that lizard people exist, according to a public policy polling poll here.
Hey, they believe they exist, or they believe they run the planet?
Lizard people control politics. Is the statement.
So they run the planet.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Piecing together the latest groundbreaking research being conducted by commenters and conspiracy websites, we've been able to isolate a number of prominent individuals who possess reptilian-compatible bloodlines.
What? Is that just a fancy way of saying the J word?
What's
reptilian
that?
Compatible?
Some people will claim that that Jews are reptilians. Other people take the PC route and claim that in fact anybody can be a reptilian.
Jews aren't reptiles.
Jews not reptiles.
Look, I can peel off my skin. I will show you. Cam.freetalklive.com.
So it goes on here.
Obviously, we're kidding. I hope that goes without saying. But
what they all say.
As UFO Chick writes at DavidIke.com, Ike is a prominent reptile theorist.
I was going to say before. Is this all due to David Ike? Because like before,
yes. This is all due to the series that was on in the 80s where the reptiles ate rabbits and took over the government.
Mice.
No, look. Before it wasn't Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It was a movie that came out. Right,
well,
very
no, hold on.
Previous to that,
I know what you're going to say. You're going to say before that this didn't exist.
No. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that aliens before that were bugs and robots.
Right.
But after Close Encounters of the Third Kind, suddenly they're big-eyed, gray or green creatures that look humanoid. And after V, suddenly somebody gets the idea, lizard people run the government. Yeah, there's a few drawings somewhere that people tend to reference about reptilians, but the conversation wasn't being had. This is just taking some pictures of lizard men and saying, look, see, they were talking about this all along. It doesn't have anything to do with V, but it's V. It's V. Like, that's what it is. Okay. It's a made-for-TV movie and a really crappy one at that.
How did it become such a meme?
I loved V.
It was good. Yeah. I stayed up for that when I got to stay up late. It was one of the first things I got, because it was staying all the way at 10.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like I was watching a family reunion. No, but no, I mean, now, okay, to David Icke, I mean, he only has a couple of these paintings that are from the 19th century, okay, where it is a depiction of Rothschild, of you know, whichever Rothschild at the time. They blame it on all of them. So anyway, and he has a lizard body. Okay.
Well, there's one of them where he has sort of a lizard hands.
Yeah, he has
the
like
earth.
These webbed hands, and so he says, like, see, my idea is not new. And then he'll go on to say that, look, if you go back to all the oldest religions and all the oldest cave paintings, all the holy figures are drawn as some kind of lizards and all this stuff. And so, you know, you see that kind of thing. I mean, and that's such an insane correlation when you say it's like, well, then are we ruled by bulls like the Minotaur? You know, I mean,
yeah. How do they hide their lizardness from plain view? Then it gets into shape-shifting, right?
Yeah. So it's amazing that you have 12 million people believing this when the evidence is so small.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it is infinitesimally small, the evidence, the idea that there are lizard people. Some people want to talk. There's a book called Vril, The Coming Race, that was also written in the 19th century, where it's like this reptilian species that lives under the earth, and they have a nice little hole in Antarctica that they can come out of, and that there's, you know, apparently running things, and that actually wasn't a fiction book, it's a nonfiction book, and that the Nazis set up a base in Antarctica to go find these people.
And the earth is hollow.
And the earth is hollow. I mean, and it's just it's amazing what we will do on such scant information. Like the idea that somehow government works. You have such scant information that the government actually does anything good. And you run with it.
So, okay.
If a person is compatible reptilian bloodlines, they will not become a reptilian unless a reptilian entity inhabits their physical body. So that's important to know.
Oh, so now
Stephanie.
We have demonic possession, too, coming into this.
No, it's reptilian possession.
Oh, big difference. Is it, like, is this possibly a metaphor? Like, are they literally believing, do people literally believe that there are humans that somehow have, like, reptilian characteristics or genetics? Or is it, like, basically a way to say, well, these people are, like, evil to the core, they're snakes in the grass, metaphorically?
I wonder about that myself, because here's what you do. If your nation wishes to conflict with another nation, you must take your soldiers of your nation, you must give them a good enough reason to fight the other nation, and you must dehumanize the soldiers of that other nation.
Sure.
Just go ahead and take a look at any war propaganda posters from the 20th century and see what they did for, you know, the Germans or
Japanese.
The Japanese or, you know, whomever. You take a pick. You dehumanize these people. And then it's okay to kill them. You know, in this case, you can say that people in the Middle East are a bunch of raghead camel jockeys who haven't gotten out of the Stone Age and they've been fighting for 2,000 years. Okay, you can go ahead and say that. I'd like to see the evidence that somebody from, you know, that the ancestors of this country haven't been fighting for 2,000 years. But all right, fine. Let's just dehumanize them so we can go blow a few of them up. They use their children as cover. Yeah, by having them in the home where you keep yours, too. I mean, you know, the ridiculous things that are said. But this the dehumanization of people who are in power.
You know, admittedly, a lot of people do think that David Icke himself is actually using them as metaphor, and that he's
I thought you were going to say David Icke is a lizard.
Well, no, there's people who think that, too. but I mean, people, everybody clearly thinks everything, including mass numbers, like 12 million people.
Just because 12 million people think something doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, an important thing to look at here.
I can, you know, I got to say, though, from personal experience, and if you want, there's an episode of my own show, Sovereign Tech. You can go to sovereigntech.com and find it, where I talked about this. I went to a science fiction convention. I was about 18 years old, and I had a guy come up to me, accuse me of being a lizard. He even yelled at me and said my eyes blinked horizontally or vertically. You know what I mean? He said, look, they blinked. You know, because that's what they say, is that you can see, like, there's
right,
videos
like
on YouTube.
Like
you
a crocodile when they have the clear membrane that comes over their eye. They have a third eyelid.
There's YouTubes on video, or there's YouTubes. There's videos on YouTube that you can look up where they say the politicians, they do this, where their eyes will blink vertically. And so people do, it goes both ways. I mean, I think certainly there are people who use it as a metaphor, but then I think there's 12 million people.
Well, here at understandingevil.com, they tell you how to know you're under assault by reptilians.
I want to know.
Yeah. You can be a reptilian-human hybrid, and it sort of varies, but according to Ike, this is how it works. Thousands of years ago, the reptilian beings from the constellations Orion, Sirius, and Draco. Now, why the hell wouldn't they all come from the same place? I mean, why are there reptile beings coming from three different galaxies or something?
That whatever.
Certainly
throws a wrench in the works, doesn't it?
Intervened on the planet Earth and began interbreeding with humans. Not physically, however, but rather through the manipulations of the human coding, or DNA. Ike states that it's no coincidence that humans have fundamental reptilian genetics within their brain. I don't know what to mean.
Fundamental? Precisely. Is that like the reptile part of your brain, right? The lizard brain?
Oh, that's an expression that people say.
Yeah. And they say, well, that's where they got it from.
Oh, my God.
So here's a few
genetic evidence that there's any so-called reptilian genes in human beings.
Well, thank you, Dr. Murphy, the genetic specialist. So here's, however...
You are a Jew, and you just told everybody that.
What am I supposed to believe? Let me see. Does she have a predominance of green or hazel eyes that change color like a chameleon, but also blue eyes?
Well, I do have hazel eyes.
And they
That's
do change.
Problem.
Yeah.
Do you have true red or reddish hair? It gets
no.
a little red towards the end. Piercing eyes. A sense of not belonging to the human race. If these people are the human race...
yeah, maybe you don't want to belong to it.
Low blood pressure. Deep compassion.
Wait a minute, I have that.
Seriously?
If you claim to have a deep compassion for the fate of mankind... Guilty. You are
How
guilty, Murphy.
Make
See,
you
there
guilty?
It is. There it is. I'm the mole because I'm the one that's saying it's not right to kill any human being.
This is like you might be a redneck. And you might be a lizard.
It's absolutely stupid.
You might be a lizard.
Keen sight or hearing, physical abilities, probably meaning psychic abilities, probably meaning psychic. ESP.
No, that's one I don't have.
Unexplained scars on the body. UFO connections, the capability to disrupt electrical appliances, only if I get in the way of them, grab the cord and the wall, love of space and science, and alien contacts.
Uh-oh, love of science. It's going to do us all in. FreeTalkLive.com. See you next time.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri, and when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili, and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid Dual Active Formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.